Blog Talk Hello. Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will be finding common ground and taking it to another level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show, as has been said, will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to marvelous new understandings. It's my hope you will come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This is a no-holds-barred show. My guests will have differing spiritual belief systems, and some will have no spiritual beliefs. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you to do is keep an open mind. This way, you can see where you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. And tonight, my special guest is Mary Lou McIntyre, who is in the studio. And I thank my friend Caroline for pinch hitting for me, but we're all set. Dr. McIntyre is an author, a past life connector, and a fear buster. She helps those suffering from irrational fears to mend the past so that they can overcome their fears and live happy, healthy, successful lives. Her books, Fast Road to Happiness, Journey into Now, and Life is Forever, Get Used to It, and The Forever Principles, Listening to an Angel Voice in My Head, assist you on the spiritual path and provide roadmaps to enjoy your life forever. To schedule a past life exploration or learn more about her books, please go to MaryLouMcIntyre.com. That is MaryLouMcIntyre.com. And for additional information on me, including spiritual counseling sessions, go to AuthorDavidClark.com. And without further ado, let me introduce Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. How are you doing? Do you have your tea with lemon and honey?
Yes, I do. And I don't think I sound very bad, but it's not hurting. And if you can get used to my weird voice, I will be happy to talk to you.
Well, thank you. And, you know, you're just perfect the way you are, but I don't want you to overdo it. So as I mentioned to you before the show, if you need to cut it short, I'm just going to let people know, probably everybody that's in the studio now will have a chance to get a reading, but if Dr. McIntyre runs out of steam for whatever reason, she's going to be back on the show on February 19th at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time. So make a note of that. And with that said, do you have any special messages for us tonight, or would you like to talk about one of your books?
Well, golly, I want to thank you for announcing my website, because that will help.
You're welcome.
If people go to the website, they'll get some insight into the books and into how I work. And I do give past life readings over the phone. And on my website, there's instructions on how to set that up. But tonight, I'm very pleased to announce that David is allowing me to give some free past life readings. They'll only be about 5 minutes long, but they should be able to get to the point of release of fear or depression or that type of thing, because I have very good guides. And even though my voice is funny, that doesn't affect my guide's ability to be able to communicate with me. And in between, I will sip my green tea and honey. And I hope that will help keep it from getting sore.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Questions? Sure.
I just wondering if somebody does not have a specific fear or phobia, but has a particular challenge or problem going on in their life, is that something you can help them with as well?
I'll tell you, I'm not, for one thing, I cannot communicate with the departed as a rule. I do not do that type of psychic thing.
Right,
and,
I understand that.
Pardon?
Oh, I understand that.
Oh, okay, good. And I don't really read like fortunes or, you know, project to the end of the future. I think I would just really be a yo-yo if I went past lives and future lives. It would be a little too much.
Oh, I understand that. I just wondered if somebody's facing a problem, if that could be a stimulus for you going to a particular past life where they might have had a similar problem.
Well, all I can say is we can try.
Very good. All right. Well,
if it's something that is just the karmic result of something in this lifetime, then there might not be anything, but we can sure try.
Beautiful. Okay. Well, we're going to go to our first caller if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay.
Be sure you time me, David.
I will. Right now, just to let you know, we have five callers. So we're good. We can probably go 6 minutes per person with no problem. Of course, we do get additional callers. And if they come in, what we'll do is we'll shorten it to 5 minutes, and I will give you a one-minute warning. How would that be?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay, we have Donna on the line. Donna, say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Dr. McIntyre. How are you?
Hi, Donna. Good to hear from you.
Hope you feel better soon.
Thank you. I don't feel bad. I just sound bad. Isn't that weird?
You sound
maybe
fine.
My voice is changing. They're stretching my vocal cords. So I don't know. But let me see if I can help you, Donna. What's your situation?
Well, my boyfriend passed away about 8 years ago in a fatal drowning. And I am reaching out now to meet someone. And I don't know. I just haven't had any luck as far as the person type of man that I like to, you know, be in a relationship with.
And so what's your problem?
I don't know.
Finding somebody?
Huh? Meeting someone, yeah. It seems to be a problem for me, meeting the right guy.
Uh-huh.
You know, I've never been married.
Well,
I'd like to experience that.
I'm sure you would. Let me go back and see. I'm in the library. I didn't realize that there really was a library where everybody's book of life is stored. I thought, oh, that can't be true. But it is. And so my little guide is there, and he pulls up a book. Oh, it has a mosaic pattern on it. Kind of like the Far East. Do you relate to the Far East?
Do I relate to what?
The Far East.
The Far East? Yes, I've always wanted to go to, well, I've been to Taiwan, and I'd like to go to India one day.
Well, yeah, I can see that. As a matter of fact, they're telling me that you have been, a priest. Oh, you lived in the Himalayas with very, very high beings. And you incarnated into this life because, Donna, you have earned the right for a happy relationship. Now, isn't that something?
Great.
So let's see. Let's find out. But you're rather highly spiritually oriented, aren't you?
Yes, very. Yes.
Yeah. And so that's part of the thing that makes it difficult for you to find somebody that you can really be cohesive with. Isn't that correct?
That's correct.
Yeah. So that's the sad thing about developing spiritually. The more you develop, the lonelier it seems you become, because there aren't that many people that you can communicate with. But know that, and be very positive in your mind. Visualize not the physical appearance of the individual you want to bring into your life, but you might want to write a list. This is what is being suggested, because your guides are trying to get you to the right person. And I'm getting the number 9, like within 9 months. This is very unusual. I don't usually get messages like this.
9 has a lot of... I had a dream with my mother, who's on the other side, and we were joyful and celebrating and everything. And then I had another dream after that, and they called number 9, and it was my number, and I won an elephant.
Well, there you are. He might be of Indian origin, even. Who knows? Isn't that something? Yeah, because they're very sacred in India, the elephants, so they're saying, write down the quality that you want your mate to have. You know, like a sense of humor, loyalty, dedication, you know, things like that. And then make sure that you yourself are of a personality that could nurture that type of individual.
Yes.
And but be strong. Know that that's what you're here for. You have the right to a wonderful relationship, and you want it now.
Yes.
And it'll come. And I want you to keep in touch with me, Donna, and let me know how everything is going.
I will. And what is your website again?
www.MerrilouMcIntyre.com.
Okay. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And is that the same name as Facebook?
Yeah. Yes, that's the only name I go by in this lifetime.
Okay, could you repeat it one more time? Because it's kind of long. I wasn't able to get it all.
Merrilou, MARILOU. McIntyre, MCINTYRE.
Okay.
And I'm sure it's on David's site, too.
So. Oh, I'm sure, yeah. Okay, well, that's no problem.
Yes.
That's fine. Oh, good. Well, thank you, David.
And Donna, and just to let you know, Dr. McIntyre is a regular guest on my show.
Oh.
And as I mentioned, yes, she's on once a month. And all you need to do is go to blogtalkradio.com, /author David Clark, spelled with an E, and you will see when she's going to be on next. I always put up the postings at least a week and hopefully a month ahead of time. So just check that, and you'll be able to see when she appears next.
Oh, good. Okay. Thank you so much. I really appreciate this.
Okay, you're welcome, and the time was perfect.
You deserve a beautiful life.
Yes, you do,
what?
Donna.
What
you deserve a beautiful life, she said.
Oh, thank you. That's kind. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Well, take good care.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye. Now, for some reason, we lost Dr. McIntyre. So hang on just a minute, folks. I'm going to introduce you to a beautiful light worker by the name of Caroline. And Caroline, you are live on the air with David Clark. How are you tonight?
Hi, David. I guess we've become best friends.
Hi, Caroline. What I'm going to do, my dear, is I'm going to ask if you would be willing to talk about your journey as a light worker very briefly, and I'm going to try doing a conference call to Dr. McIntyre. Oh, never mind. She just called back in. So
safe again.
Yep. And you are going to get a reading in just, you've got two people ahead of you, so hang tight.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, folks, hang in there. My studio is, there we go. Dr. McIntyre, hello there.
Hello.
I lost you for a minute. Good.
I know.
Perfect
timing.
I don't know. I don't know. But the important thing is you're here. And if you're ready, we have a caller by the name of Kimberly who's anxious to talk to you.
All righty. I'll be happy to talk to Kimberly.
Okay. Kimberly, you're live on the air. Say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Hello, Dr. McIntyre. How are you?
Hi, Kimberly. Well, my voice is changing. I don't know why that is, but other than that, I am fine.
Good, good.
What can I do for you?
Well, I just want to know, like with the Akashic Records, there's some changes that I'm contemplating right now in my life because I definitely I'm weary of the career that I'm in right now, and I just want to know, you know, my options.
Well, that has nothing to do with past lives, and it relates to the future. And I'm sorry, I thought I explained that I don't do prophecies.
Oh, okay. No, I really don't want prophecy. I'm just saying with past lives, because I know sometimes my decision makes.
Maybe I can explain what Dr. McIntyre is most gifted at. If you have some fear or phobia, something that just does not feel right that you want to overcome in order to live a happy, healthy, and successful life, that is what she's most gifted in helping people with. So if you could frame it in that framework, that would be helpful.
Okay. What I'm really
trying
to say is that I have difficulty with trusting my intuition or trusting my decisions.
Oh, I see. Oh.
Yeah.
And that's what you're concerned about now, that you won't be able to make the right decision when the opportunity comes, is that it?
Yes.
I see. All right, well, let's go back and find out why you don't trust yourself.
Okay.
Because that's about what it is, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Okay. Oh, my goodness, I see you as a young girl. Your hair is very long and blonde and braided. You're in a Scandinavian country. You're a young girl in a large family, a very large family, and you have a huge farm, one of the biggest farms in the community. And that's why you have such a huge family, because you need a lot of people to help work the farm. So that's your primary direction in life at that time. And let's see, you have 6 brothers. You have met most of them in this lifetime already. And 3 sisters. And at this time, what they're showing me is there's another one on the way, which will probably be another sister. So, you know, for whatever that's worth, it's a very large family. And you're told everything to do. Get up, eat breakfast, get dressed, go to the cornfield or feed the chickens, or then come in for lunch. You know, you're told absolutely everything to do. So you don't have to make any decisions. And, you know, there'll always be food for you. And, it's a very happy, cozy life. It's kind of hard because you do have to put in a lot of work, a lot of hours on the farm every day. But you're used to it. And the thing is, you never develop the ability to make any decisions because you didn't have to. Everything was all laid out for you. So that's one reason that you're having a problem in this lifetime in making decisions. And they're taking me back, we're going to South America. And you're a very powerful business leader. You have something to do with automobiles. This is early 1900s, and you manufacture some kind of part for American automobiles, and you're very wealthy. You're a man. You're very wealthy. You have a family with 2 children that you rarely see because you're always out drumming up business because you need the help from other businessmen and manufacturers to manufacture the, it's like an axle. That's the part of the car. I don't know if that means anything to you or not, but anyhow, so you're always making decisions who you're going to go into business with, whose product you're going to buy, how much are you going to pay, how long should it last. You know, there's you have 100 decisions every day that you have to make. And you get to the point where you start drinking.
Oh, wow.
And you drink and drink and drink, and it takes control. You thought you were so far above any faults or any problems that your excessive drinking, you didn't think, would be a problem. But then you started making serious business mistakes. You're trusting the wrong people, or misunderstanding arrangements and that type of thing because of your drink. And so you end up losing the company, just flat out losing it because one of your so-called business partners just took it over. Realizing that you were incapable of knowing the difference because you were by then, you know, a real drunk, and he just took the business away from you, and you ended up, I'm very sorry to say, committing suicide because you could not face your family. You were so embarrassed at what you had done because you felt, and in truth, you were above that, but you just, you know, it was, well, that's how it turned out, anyhow. And so, what you have to do is realize that you do have the ability, because look at the first part of that life where you built this industry, and it was a real industry. And you were capable of doing it, and you became very wealthy. So you do know how to make decisions. You just have to stay away from temptation that dilutes the ability to make decisions. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
Does that help? If you realize that there is really nothing wrong with your ability to make decisions, then, you know, you've got to kind of, like, trust yourself. Trust your ability.
Right. Right.
And just, you know, just know that you can do it. And,
right.
Whether it has to do with relationships or your profession or what, you know what is best for you by you go into your higher self. You know, and find out why you're here or what you want to accomplish and, you know, just start directing your life, okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
That makes
Thank
sense.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you,
much.
Kimberly.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Take care now. God bless.
You too.
I have a question for you, Dr. McIntyre. There's there's the possibility that, well, let me put it this way. If there's somebody that is suffering from shyness in this life, is that something you can help them with?
Well, it depends on what causes the shyness. If it's behavior or misbehavior towards them in this lifetime, that would explain it.
Okay.
But if there's no real reason, then it is probably, you know, part of the DNA or the subconscious that they carry forward.
Okay. The only reason I asked that was there was a gentleman who wasn't sure if he wanted a reading, and that's his problem. So if he wants to come forward, he can. And I just put that out to you. The next caller's name is Tanya, and I'm going to bring Tanya. You're live on the air with David Clark and Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre. How are you tonight?
I am doing well today. How are you?
Good. Thank you for asking. Say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Hello, Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Tanya. Good to hear from you.
Thank you.
What
Thank
can
you.
I do for you?
Thank well, you. In listening to this, I thought I originally called for myself, but I believe you can really help me with my 10-year-old daughter. She is deathly afraid of dogs and any type of bug, any type. The girl will scream. I mean, this has been happening since she was little. And I don't ever recall a time that we've ever had to save her from anything. I mean, this girl has a fear of dogs.
A fear of dogs. Dogs and bugs, huh?
Yes. And I can't ever recall a time where we weren't there to assist her or that something would have happened.
Okay, Tanya, while I was listening, What's your daughter?
My daughter's
Dr.
name.
Dr. Mac. Okay, go ahead.
My daughter's name is Layla.
Layla. Wow. That sounds very close to the name she had when she was an Egyptian healer, a spiritual healer. And she worked with the prophets of old, and she was so good at healing people. I'm trying to get the name. They started training her to go into the pyramids during. The burial ceremonies for the mucky muck is what I'm getting, and to help them get across the river Styx, I guess it's called Styx. They have to do it. They take all their worldly possessions, they think, and they go across this river and into heaven. And she's there to help them. And she has a very wonderful life. She's living in a magnificent dwelling, and nothing but the best clothes and food. And she's really honored for her great spiritual ability. And one time, and all it takes is one time, she was doing her burial ritual in a pyramid. And of course, they worshipped. I don't know if that's really the right word, but they had a tremendous link with dogs, the big dogs. I don't know enough about dogs to have their names in my memory, in my mind, so they can't trigger it. But they're the big dogs as protectors. And they actually, that was part of the burial ceremony, that the dogs would be in the pyramid, watching and helping, the departed one to get across the river. And on this occasion, there was an earthquake.
Oh.
And it caused the pyramid to collapse with your daughter in there with six dogs.
Mm.
And of course, the dogs went just absolutely berserk, as did your daughter. But she was, and that's also the bugs, because when the ground opened up and the pyramid opened up and all kinds of, they were like beetles, is what I'm seeing, beetles and spiders. And literally scared her to death.
Mm.
And in her passing at that time, that was it. She was just locked in horror of these dogs barking and climbing around on her, and on each other, of course, and on the dead body. And it just made such an imprint in her. Now, my telling you, I don't know if that's going to be able to help her, but that is what happened.
Wow.
But oftentimes, it's important for the person to hear it, because it triggers something. It usually triggers some kind of a recall or a sense of something. That enables them to help release them. What you can tell her is that She doesn't have to fear dogs or bugs because none of them are going to hurt her. And in a past life, and I don't know if she'll even relate to that, she did have a trauma with those, but it's not going to happen anymore. She's never going to go into a pyramid and hopefully never get caught in an earthquake. So she just has to get over it.
Okay.
That's what I'd tell her. And if that doesn't work, then you you can book a reading with me and put her on the phone.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. This will help me so much.
That's good. Well, I hope it'll help her, too.
Can I, when I go back and listen to this, well, she can listen to the recording, right?
Oh, sure.
Yes, she can. Yes, she can. Do you know how to fix it?
Yes, this is amazing. You just don't understand how this is going. Oh, wow.
Well, we're going to need to move on, Tanya, but thank you for calling. I'm glad that you were pleased with the reading, and we're going to move on to a woman that I mentioned to you, Dr. McIntyre. This is Caroline. Caroline, you're live on the air.
Hi, Dr. McIntyre. Lovely to meet you, and I hope you feel better very, very soon.
Well,
and,
hi, Caroline.
Hi. Well, I have an interesting thing that happened to me this year. I don't know where it came from. But I'm manifesting, and I know I'm going to do it. I'm organizing a spiritual event in London. And my question is, and it's kind of all combined, financially, I don't know where I'm going to get the money because it does take money or a sponsorship. And in addition to that, I'd like to know why did I choose London now, and what's my connection to London in past lives?
Okay, you want to know how you're going to get to London and why you want to go. That basically
how
it?
This came about, because it's kind of magical. It's, to me, I find it's a miracle why I chose London. Because there's so many countries I want to go to, but I particularly I chose London as the first country to bring authors and to bring public speakers, not only from the U.S., but also from London, because I also know.
Okay.
Thank you.
But what you're talking about is things that are going to take place in the future, really. I can go into the Akashic Records and see if you've ever been to London before and
yes.
What perhaps what the attraction is, but I know of no way personally of being able to help you financially, but maybe something will come out as I see.
Yeah.
Oh, you have a very big book of life. You've been around a long, long time, Caroline.
Yes.
You're here.
I feel it.
Yeah. Here to help. And
yes,
not only in this country, but to spread, you know, the spiritual light and awareness. And in London, you were like a justice of the peace. Dispensing justice and fairness and also you married people and you were very well liked and you had a very sweet wife. Are you married in this lifetime?
Excuse me? Yeah, I was married once, a long time ago.
Uh-huh. Well, that's who you were married to in London.
Ooh.
So, anyhow,
no.
we'll move on. You can work with that. And but in that lifetime, you live a very long time. You loved London, and you love people, and you still have that love and concern and fairness and all of that. And that's why you like to gather people around you that have something important to share, you know, to make life better. And that's why,
you're drawn to London. Oh, thank you. It feels so right, and it feels so magical, and it feels like it's I'm going kind of home. I feel like crying right now. I feel like I'm going home.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah,
I
exactly.
always felt I'm losing my voice now. I'm a little.
Oh, gosh.
I always felt that I love the culture because it's, even though like we think it's very formal, but it's really not that formal. They really are sweet people and very loving and down to earth. But it's just, I guess it's part of the culture. But I love everything about it, and I like the romance of it. You know, I love all of that stuff. So
yeah,
that
okay. Well, that's certainly why you're being drawn back to London, because of your love. And as far as the money, know that just as the magic that has already manifested in your life, the money will also manifest. You just put out that you love God and you serve humanity, and you have the right to financial opulence. And say that affirmation as many times a day that you can think of, and just see it coming to you, because it will. And
thank
I want you.
You
to let me know when it does.
You want to come? Do you want to? I'll book your flight.
Oh, great. Yes, ma'am.
I'll book the flight.
Now, I have witnesses, Caroline. I have
me
witnesses.
Too.
You too, David. Anybody that's listening
thank
on
you.
The show that has a voice. Thank you, thank you.
Thank
David.
You.
Thank you. I call, and
you're
I look
welcome.
Forward to talking.
And Caroline, if there's anybody else that wants to call from your house, just call back, and we will pick up. I will know that there's somebody else that wants to talk to Dr. McIntyre.
I got you. Thank you. Let's see.
Okay, very good.
Okay, I'm
we're
going
to move on to area. God bless, Caroline. And we're going to move on to area code 816. I don't know your name. What is your name, please? Hello.
Hello,
area code 816.
Hello.
Hi, what is your name?
Oh, Raimi.
Raimi, how are you tonight?
I'm well, and you?
I'm well, too. Say hello to Dr. McIntyre.
Good evening, Dr. McIntyre.
Hi, Raimi. Good to talk
Hi.
To you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'll talk to you in the future when my voice is real.
Okay. Well, yeah. Hot water and lemon, that helps.
Yes.
Yes.
That's not what I'm drinking.
Oh, good. Good.
Okay. What can I do for you?
I believe I have a past life phobia, or it shows up in this life, of being successful. Because I do everything I think to empower myself, and I just keep hitting that wall.
Oh, in other words, you're not successful.
Right.
That's the problem.
Yes, that's the challenge, yeah.
Yeah. Failure, in other words, no matter what you do, it just doesn't work out.
Well,
right?
Well, not all the time, but yeah, it seems such a struggle. I don't think life is supposed to be such a struggle.
Well, let's go back and see. Oh, I'm going to I'm going to a palace in England in the olden days. It was around the time of the French Revolution, but you were in England, and you were very grateful for that because you were part of the aristocracy in England. Your husband was, well, they're not giving me his official title, but he was very prominent in the political dealings that were taking place at the time in England. And you were very close to him. You loved him very much. But he... was not always honest with you or with the people that he was supposed to be dealing with to help. And eventually you realized that this was true. And you spoke to him about it. And he just went into a rage. The fact that you would think that he was, you know, not behaving properly or ethically. And pardon me. Privately, he knew he was wrong. And he was infuriated that you had found out. And, well, I'm having trouble because this is not a happy lifetime, and I hate to have to give these. But what happened was he threw you out. Just cold.
Oh. Wow.
You couldn't have the children. You couldn't have anything. And actually, well, you ended up living on the streets. And the first winter that you were on the street was very bad. Excuse me, I'm feeling this cold. That you were caught in, and you actually froze
to death.
my, yes, that's exactly what happened. And when you did, you thought, this all happened. Excuse me. This is really...
You don't need to excuse yourself. We're with you.
Thank you. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really feeling the cold and the freezing procedure.
We can move on after Raimi.
No, let
if
me finish.
You...
Let me finish.
Yep, go ahead.
Okay. As you were passing out of your body, you thought that this was all because of unethical business practices and mean temperament and personality. And you didn't want to have anything to do with creating success because it always... thought at the time it always ended up badly.
Wow.
Face it. See? And so this is the constant struggle that you've had through your life that you're saying isn't fair, and you're right. You just have because you're not going to get thrown out in the snow ever again.
No.
And so you don't have to worry about that. And you just have the right to be successful. It's your turn now, and you can do it in an ethical, prosperous way. There now.
Yes, thank you. Now, I have to tell you, when I was living in Colorado, I don't know, I'll never forget this woman. I can't even think of her name. But, you know, I still think of her every now and then. She was some wealthy, wealthy woman. And she lived up in the mountains. And then they found her frozen, and she died. And that stays with me even to this day. I don't know. I'll just be walking and go, wow, that lady just froze. And she was so wealthy, and she died so poor. So no wonder it touched my heart. Well, thank you Thank you.
Thank you, Raymond.
So just let it all go and just affirm your success.
I will.
Your life success. God bless you, Mom.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
God
bless.
Thank you.
Dr. McIntyre, are you out of steam?
No, I think it was just the situation was so horrific.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. It was cold.
Okay. We have one more definite caller and one more maybe caller. I'm going to go to area code 630, and let's see here. We're just waiting for them to come live. Sometimes it takes a little while. And while we're waiting for them, can you tell us about one of your books?
Oh, of course. I'd be happy to. For those
Great.
That are really interested in delving into past lives and how they affect your present life, I would recommend The Fast Road to Happiness, because this is when I was doing my own search for, you know, spiritual development and being of service to people. I reached out to be able to heal people, you know, develop an ability to heal people in a way that the medical profession just wasn't able to do. And so after a while, it developed that through past lives, my guide showed me that through past lives, probably 95% of the people's problems on this planet stem from a previous lifetime, and they're here to work it out or release it. And it goes into the individual and family and group regressions that I gave without hypnosis and the results. And hopefully, hopefully it can help help you tune to your past lives. David, I think I've had it.
Okay. Well, let me just say this. That's okay. Don't worry about it. Area code 630. Just say hello to Dr. McIntyre, and let me tell you that she's going to be back on the air again on February 19th at 3:30 p.m. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Nia.
Nia, is it?
Yes.
Let me tell you this, Nia. Are you available to call in at 3:30 Eastern time?
3:30? Yes.
Okay, it would be February 19th.
David?
Yes.
Let me ask her this.
Yes.
Nia, what is your problem?
Moving forward.
Well,
I'm struggling with... I'm struggling with moving forward to achieving my personal goals. I set up goals for myself, and I have the time and I have the support, but I myself am not putting action into it. Like when I try to do the work, it just seems like my mind drifts. It wants to do other things.
I'll tell you this. You were an Indian princess. You got everything that you wanted and more. You didn't have to lift a finger. You didn't have to do a thing. And you just expected everybody to do everything for you. And that, you have to get over that, because that is not your situation in this lifetime. You have to realize if you're going to accomplish something, it's up to you to accomplish it, not delegate it to a group of people to do it for you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
What? Do you understand?
She asked you.
Yes, I understand. But every time I try to set myself to do it, I'm making it harder for me. Like, it's like myself fighting me.
Well, you'll have to go into meditation and get in touch, you know, with your spiritual core that will give you the strength to accomplish things.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were so, in that lifetime, you didn't even try to do anything. In this lifetime, you have to. That's
yeah.
what you're here. You're here to accomplish things. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
You can do it, Nia.
You
can do it.
Yeah.
Yep. It's important. What I would suggest is it's important to meditate upon the idea that you can do it, like the little engine that could. I heard you say try over and over again, and trying is not enough. And it's a very elusive thing. But I would suggest you work with the affirmation, I can do whatever I want to do. Try working with that affirmation and take that into meditation, too. I think that that would be helpful to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
And Dr. McIntyre is pretty tired, but I'm glad she was able to speak with you. And if you would like to call back, just check the record, but she is going to be on February 19th at 3:30.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And let us know how you're doing. Call back in and let us know how you're doing. And if there's anything else that you would like her to help you with, you can do it at that time. Is that right, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
McIntyre?
Absolutely. Please keep in touch.
Thank you
so
much.
Okay, thanks. Thank you so much. And you know what? It's wonderful because we got to everybody. We normally have them stacked up right to the end, but apparently God was saying, that's enough tonight, Mary Lou.
I think so.
Yes. Yeah, so God bless and thank you again. And I will look forward to your return next month. And I'm sure that other people will too.
Absolutely. It's always a pleasure to be with you, David. I want to thank you.
Thank you so much, Dr. McIntyre. And please call Caroline. You have her number, and that's who you were speaking with, and I'm not going to identify her further than that. Okay, so once again, we can come to a close. Now let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. And folks, we all have gifts, and if you aren't aware of them, pray to have them be revealed to you. There's no real thing of separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
Thank you.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks.
to find common ground and take it to the next level here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.